Very nice to meet you, Scott.
Hey, Scott, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. What's cooking?
So I'm sure you got the notifications, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And
well, because we can't get our Google Guaranteed up and running, and we've been emailing and talking to whoever, and nobody will help us. I have not been able to get Google Guaranteed since I've been paying you guys. So I've pissed pretty much, you know, $3,000 away for nothing.
Let me look at the notes here.
Because I had, I was getting it all set, and then, I don't know, my business partner's kid got involved in it, and it's one of the secretaries got involved in it, and it turned into a freaking mess. I mean, it's basically start from scratch and do it all over again.
Okay, so there's three different components to your program, just so that you know. There's the Google Guaranteed, which is the part that you relayed that you're having trouble with, and we can definitely get you over to that department and get that fixed. But there's also the Facebook ads and the local map optimization on Google, okay? So for the Google Guaranteed, in order to start that program, all you have to do is pay the application fee, which you did when we brought you on board. They haven't been charging you for any of those Google Guaranteed leads because that program hasn't started yet, right? And I'll find out through that department what the hiccup is. And maybe, like you say, maybe there's just too many hands in the pot. Maybe the secretary is telling us to call Edward, and then Edward is telling us that he's at school, and you know what I mean? So maybe
this has turned into an absolute nightmare. And if I just handled it right from the get-go, it would have been all set. We have too many website listings, from what I was told. We have too many Facebook profiles, which I guess we have two. And then there was something else. And I've got to go out and work and make money. And
you're so frustrated. Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, so I just want to explain to you that the $299 portion of the program that we're having trouble with for the payment, that has nothing to do with the Google Guaranteed. That's just for the Facebook ads and for the local map optimization on Google, also for the call tracking number that captures the leads, and that is going to the secretary, just so you know, because I listened to some of the calls on the dashboard, and then also to make sure that you're mobily optimized so that DrainMasters comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So, my question to you.
I was Googling us, and we weren't coming up. Like, we were, like, in a nosebleed section. And, I would look up septic, I'd look up sewer, I would look up plumbing. And I don't know if you guys just don't have the right keywords for us, but, I would like more bang for my buck.
Of course. Let me check right now, because there's a note on your account from the Google Verification Department, and I don't understand what it means. So let me just ask her. Her name is April, if she could tell me what that means, because maybe there's something that's needed of you that they've been reaching out for, and maybe that just is a small piece of the puzzle. So let me just
see. Yeah, well, here's the deal. We have two Facebook pages, and one of the old secretaries started a Facebook page. We don't have any way of logging into it. So get rid of that. I mean, I like the idea of you guys doing our Facebook, but I don't see why we can't have more than one Facebook, because we upload pictures, we do different stuff, and I mean, it's easier just to do it on our own without you guys, but I mean, if I have to get rid of them, I mean, I have to get rid of them. I mean, we have a lot of friends and family that like our page, and, it's just, I would like to talk more.
I wonder why we couldn't just run Facebook ads on the page that you already have. I mean, that doesn't make sense that a new one was created, right?
Yeah. No, it would be nice. They said that, they told Sandy that our Facebook pages that we have, that we would have to delete them because you guys have one for us, and you guys take care of it, and it just does not make sense to me. I would love to give you guys access.
No, that doesn't even make sense. Yeah, okay, the Facebook they have. I'm just putting a note in here so I can check with that department They okay.
Well,
so,
what I would like to do is I would like to have a day that I know I'm going to be in the office and you call me or somebody calls me, and I would like to get this fixed while I'm on the phone with you. I don't want it to go on a week or two or a month. I have no problem paying money. I have no problem. As long as
right.
I'm getting the service that I'm told that we were going to get.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And so we have a couple of plan of actions here. Is number one, you know, check with the Facebook department and see if we can run ads on your existing Facebook. It could be that maybe when they had Sandy try to add us as a manager to the Facebook page, maybe she couldn't get it to work or something. So maybe that's why we created another one. But I've actually never seen that happen before. It's usually pretty simple to add us to a page, right? So on your notes, just to let you know, it's saying for the Google verification that they are completing the verification process, but Google was offering a video verification, and it looks like they've been sending you and calling you guys up the yin-yang trying to get that done. There's probably more than 30 emails
I've done the video myself, and so has Edward. When I did the video verification, it suspended both of my websites that I had. That's when Edward got back involved, once I got everything suspended, because once I submitted my Google video, it shut me out.
Okay. Did you do it using the form that we sent you, or did you?
Yeah, I went right by what you said on the website. I, you know, did the video. I uploaded it within whatever amount of time it was supposed to be, and I did everything by the book, what you guys had.
So just to let you know, it says here that timestamp of that fresh message on here was on May 6th. So it looks like they're asking it to be done again. So if I resent that email, would it get to you at office@drainmasters.net, or is there a better email that goes directly to you?
That goes to Sandy. And, you know, but Edward has been doing this stuff, and Edward created a whole new...
No, every time I talk to Sandy, she says, oh, Edward's at school. And then I say, well, when can I talk to him? Oh, well, you can't talk to him after school because then he's in sports. And so and then I'm like, well, what about Ed, his father? Can I talk to Ed? No, Ed's not here, you know. So for some reason or another, she's not passing my messages along, you know. And then, well, what about Scott? There's a message here that Scott handles it. Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, she's just very vague with me, and I don't understand. But I would like to put your name on here as the primary contact.
Yes, it please.
To me, like, of all the contacts, you're the one that's going to make it happen, you know?
I'm the one that found out about Google Guaranteed and you guys, Local Splash, and I'm the one that suggested it. And then Ed put his kid in charge of it, and I'm just like, what?
Oh, how
Why?
Frustrating. I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm just going to take all of this other nonsense out, and I'm just going to put your number in here as the primary for everything as far as us associating with you. What's your last name, Scott?
Tift, T-I-F-F-T.
T-I-F-F-T, and then your direct email?
I don't really have a direct email. Everything goes through her. But I look at the emails, you know, every day, and
okay.
For the most part. But just if you want to do Office of Drain Masters and Attention Scott, you know,
okay.
I should get it.
Okay, I will do that. And then let me just see here.
Are you going to give me a phone number that I can, like, in the email to call you directly and just deal with you? Because you seem very pleasant.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Yeah, well, my extension is 777. My name is Tina. It's pretty easy to remember. But, yeah, absolutely. I'll put that on the bottom of the email just so that you have it, okay? And then
okay.
When would be a good time to catch you where we could kind of go over updates and get the payment up to speed and all that?
Well, that's kind of the kicker is I work out in the field every day, and I usually get to the shop in the morning, you know, around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm usually out the door 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I don't know where you guys are located.
Well, we're here in California, so we're available from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So if you wanted to schedule something for after hours or during lunch, normally I'd say before hours, but by the time I come in at 7, it's already 10 your time. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But I have no problem calling you later if you wanted to do it like towards the end of your day. I don't know what time you wrap things up.
Long days every day. So,
okay.
Just keep my direct cell phone number and, you know, just
hit or
call
miss.
Me. Yeah. Because I would like to get this done. Like,
so, just to let you know, there's a note on here from September 15th of 2023. And it says Google guaranteed pause, client unresponsive, and placement set to read only. So like I said, you haven't been charged for any of the Google guaranteed leads or anything like that because it's pause. But I do want to, you know, and I know you're going to be responsive because, you know, you definitely will get the ball rolling on this. So now that we're updating everything to you, you know, once we get the payment up to speed, I'll have that department know that you're ready to reactivate that program, and then they can get those leads rolling for you too, because that's going to help you guys a lot. Do you still prefer the call tracking number as far as client calls to be forwarded to Sandy, because that's the way it is now?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
her
fine.
Job,
okay.
is to answer the phone. So
okay. Yeah, you don't want to take, yeah. I get it. You don't want to take that role on. So
no. There's days that I have had to answer the phones in the office, and it's a nightmare. So,
yeah, I get it. Oh, I hit a button and I erased your last name. It was what, T-I-F-F-T or T-A-F-F-T?
No, you had it right the first time, T-I-F-F-T.
Okay, you got it. Okay, this time it stuck. Okay, so moving forward, you're the primary contact on here, and just be patient with us. We'll get this all squared away. And then you do have access to the company credit card. When we get it all fixed, you're going to be able to update the payment too, or do I have to chase Edward down while he's at school? Or?
No. No, here's the deal. As I had Sandy shut down the payment on it because, you know, I was getting nowhere. So, no, it's not that we don't have money on the card. It's I had her, you know, stop payment on it because I wasn't getting anywhere. And, you know, I
wish she would have just told me that because she's putting me through this cat and mouse chase. You know, oh, no, Edward's not here and he's at school and then he's in school. You know, like, why not just tell me, like, the card shut down and you have to talk to
No. I'll tell you what. She is
pissing
in a lot of people's Cheerios. She is making a lot of people unhappy because of her the way that she speaks to people and the way that she handles our business.
Well, I mean, she could be just trying to be professional about it, but I mean, I would much rather, you know, it's kind of like if you know, we try to explain our program to someone and they say right away, like, look, I'm not interested, and they hang up. Someone says, you know, well, that's rude. I don't like that. And I tell them, I love that because they're saving me time. It's the one that sits there and talks to me for hours and asks a bunch of questions. And then they tell me they're not interested. Now they're just wasting time. You know what I mean? So
I'm interested. I have no problem paying, but I want something for my money. So that's it. And, you know, if we can get that handled, then I have no problem then, you know, paying you guys. You know, I've been really getting nowhere with it because I can't spend all this time in the office.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was doing it, I thought I had it all set. I spoke to a guy, you know, and he told me what to do. I did the video verification, and then, bam, they shut me down.
Well, they just sent that mailer out again. The verification department did confirm with me that it has to be redone, but also that it that it's still available. So you have Sandy. Actually, I'm going to create a new one that says Attention Scott on it and just resend it myself. Actually, this one says your name on it. So this says Action Needed Scott. Okay, so hopefully she'll forward it to you. If not, you have access to that email too where you can get on it later.
Yeah, today. I got to go paint the room for one of my customers. So
of course.
But tomorrow morning I will be in early and, I will take care of it.
Okay. And then I just want to give you a heads up that in the terms and conditions that Ed actually had acknowledged with his e-signature initially when you guys signed up, he did initially agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to notify us 3 business days prior. So shutting the card down, all it does is it keeps the payments rolling on this end. And right now it's past due $299 from May 8th, but another charge will occur on June 8th. And I don't want to see that continue to happen to you guys until all this gets fixed. So I'll just give you the heads up that we'll talk more tomorrow if I can catch you. And then once we get everything fixed and the payment up to speed, I'll push the next one out 30 days for you. So I'll make sure that you're paid in full all the way till July 1st. That way you won't have 2 payments so close together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.